Hi, George. Yeah, I guess there's a BC station in there trying to get in as well. So maybe I won't carry on too long. I'll just say a good evening to everyone on the net tonight, and we'll talk to you later, George. We'll say 73s to everyone. We're clear.
Victor Alpha 7, Victor Tango X-ray, I believe it is. And what's the name again, please? Victor Alpha 7 station, can I have a name, please?
Hopefully you're able to copy Victor Echo 5, Sierra Delta.
Please try again and see what we can do from it.
Yeah, are you able to copy us in Saskatoon? Victor Echo 5, Sierra Delta.
Victor Echo 5, Sierra Delta. Yes, I can. I called there a little while ago and got a hold of Doris and Art. So how's Derek?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good, George. Yeah, doing well. Just having a late supper here and thought I'd also pass a relay V5 Romeo Hotel. That was the one station I was trying to check in a little bit earlier. But yeah, there's about a 6 second delay. I was just watching the monitor here. It's very interesting. I'm not sure if it's just latency here on a Sunday evening. Everybody must be using the internet or something. But I have no traffic. And hope you're doing well. Sounds like you've got your hands full with the Orion kids, which is awesome. And I'm having a busy week, trying to stay out of trouble. And it's hard to believe it's already the start of another week. It's crazy how fast the summer's gone by. I'm not sure if you've noticed that. And I would imagine once your kids or your grandkids are gone, you'll be sleeping for about a week. Back to you, George. E5SD.
Yep, it takes me a couple days to get back into my normal routine. It doesn't help that I wiped out my computer here the day before I went to Lorette to pick them up. And it's back and running, but it's not fully loaded up. I was having some issues with the cloud, the OneDrive. It had taken my desktop and stuck it up in the cloud, and in the process of which everything got screwed up, and spent a day trying to get it straightened out. But I think I've got it beat, and let Richard know that he's checked in, and if you're still monitoring Richard, sorry I didn't get you. I did hear you in there, but couldn't make you out tonight. And have yourself a great week there, Derek. Hopefully things will slow down a little bit for you, maybe not quite so busy, give you a bit of a chance to enjoy the weather and the season. And we'll catch you one of these nights when things are quiet.
Calling the net. I guess you're kind of a little bit over time here, and great talking to you, and we'll definitely catch up with you late one night here. E5, already forgot. forgot your green tasting whiskey. Forgot your call sign. Been one of those days. VE5ST, thanks again. Talk to you later.
That's okay. I'm flying blind. I don't have my QSD in here since I rebuilt this thing. I'm running my memory, and so far I'm doing not too bad. Thanks for being there, Derek. And I will try one more time for Manitoba stations. Anybody in Roblin, anybody in Swan River, or anybody in Flin Flon? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat calling. Anybody in the Manitoba area, please come now.
Victor Echo 4, and we got nothing for you.
Echo 4, November Whiskey, and I don't have my calls today. I know we have talked. I should know the name, but I can't place it. So other than not having anything, how about just your name? Go ahead.
Yep, you bet. The name here is El, El Salima, and we're in Flin Flon.
Okay, now I do have a second question for you then, Al. Thank you for giving me your name. You related to any Adairs by any chance?
Nope, don't think so.
Well, if you were, I guess you'd know hi. Yep, there's another VE or VA4 up there that travels down here. He's got relations at farms just south of Rokenville here, well, just south of Mooseman, I guess. And he comes down every now and then. He has a, what does he do? He does, I don't know if it's construction. I think it's construction or service maintenance, one or the other, out that way.
Yep, okay, gotcha. I don't recall that name at all around here, but I know my neighbor next door, he's a Watson, and he lives in Rokenville. He has a place in Rokenville.
Yeah, it would be the XYL, it would be the Adair, not his name. And I've talked to him on his way down a couple of times, pick him up just south Swan River there, and chat with him until he gets down into, I think it's around Berryfield, just south of Mooseman.
Yeah, gotcha. I don't know, I don't recall, but yeah, if I... I pretty much know all the hams around here in Flin Flon, but probably getting them mixed up with somebody.
Not a big deal. Not a big deal. I just throw it out there because he's the only one I could think of that I knew offhand from Flin Flon area. Uh-oh. Grandson doesn't want to get out of the tub by the sounds of it. Anyway, thanks for being there. Have yourself a great day, and stay away from forest fires.
Yep, we got the fingers crossed. We're lucky so far, and summer's just about done for us, so usually end of August, first week of September, starts cooling down, and the only fire we have is north of us this year, so that's what we're doing good. Thanks. Have a good night.
That. Look forward to catching you again next Sunday. Okay, any other stations in Manitoba? Roblin, Swan River, or Flin Flon, I guess. Go ahead. Leaves us Alberta, and that would be Note 1188 in Medicine Hat. So who do we have in Medicine Hat tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat and Victor Echo 5 Gulf Tango Whiskey calling. Who's in Medicine Hat tonight? Good evening, Kelly. How are you tonight? What's new with you this last week?
Good evening, George, and everybody on the net. I'm doing fine. Nothing too exciting going on around here. I made a trip up to Calgary on Friday. Had to take my mom to see an eye specialist, so that burnt Friday up for me. But, yeah, I'm off again for, well, I guess I go back to work on Tuesday, so still got another day off, which is always a nice thing. So, yeah, other than that, really not a lot going on here. The weather's been pretty nice. It was cooler for a couple days, but today was pretty warm. So, yeah, we'll take it. And, yeah, I hope everybody has a great week, and thanks for doing the net.
Yeah, we had a pretty good day here, too. I never did look at the thermometer. I never did reset the high temperature on it, but we were in the mid-20s. So it was a fairly nice day here, too. Not too bright and sunny, not too hot, and, yeah, just a nice day. And, yeah, you're working a staggered shift, I remember, right? You worked Monday to Saturday, I think, or Tuesday to Saturday, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So, yep, have a good week when it gets there, and enjoy the last day off.
Thanks, will do. Yeah, I work actually Tuesday to Friday, so I work 10-hour days, so I get three-day weekends all summer long. So, yeah, it's really awesome, actually. I enjoy that. When I go back to 8th, I work usually Monday to Friday, so, and I work the odd night shift, too. So, but, hey, it's, night shift is okay, too. There's no people around, so it makes my job a little easier. So, thanks again for doing the net, George, and have a great week.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, I worked straight 10s once I started working here, and took a little while getting used to it because I'm not a morning person, so getting up 20 after 5 was a toughie for me for 25 years, but I made it through. Quit early so I didn't have to worry about it for too long. But I'm a night owl, so I used to work in the summers. I had summer jobs, and I did work back shift for a while there on the one, and that just suited me to a T because that's my normal working hours. I don't usually hit the hay till about 3 o'clock or so in the morning. Anyway, yep, thanks for being there, Kelly. Have yourself a great week. Stay safe amongst all else, and enjoy the weather that you got for your day off. Do we have anybody else out in the Medicine Hat area tonight? Love to talk to you. Please come out.
3, 7, time out.
And last, but by no means least, we have the whole western coast, BC, North Vancouver, West Vancouver, Burnaby, Surrey, Vancouver Island, you name it. Anybody out in the west coast tonight? Who do we have out there tonight? This is Victor Echo 5 Golf Tango Whiskey for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat. Looking to talk to somebody in BC.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo, John in Vancouver.
Okay, you're going to have to key the mic a second or two before you start speaking. I missed the first part of your call there, John. Try it again, please.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo, John in East Van.
And what's the weather like in East Vancouver?
Oh, not bad. Kind of just took a step outside from a birthday party to come and poke my nose in the net for a few minutes and see who's who in the zoo. So everyone out there, have a great rest of your Sunday and be careful during the week. 73.
Copy that, John. Yep. Well, we do this every Sunday, 0200 UTC, and it's a chit-chat, so that's what we do. We chit-chat and catching up. So what do you do to keep yourself busy? Or are you one of the privileged retirees?
Well, yeah, I'm retired, but there are some people that kind of choose to ignore it. so sometimes, but that's okay. It's money for more radio stuff, so I can't really complain. I can kind of charge what I want, sort of, up to a point, of course, eh?